Europe cuts off Amazon, Google, Microsoft from sensitive data in historic tech shift. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemium AI Hide, and number 9,650, the European Commission and hashtag X27, S and hashtag X27, technological sovereignty package, comma and hashtag X27, expected May 27, 2026, will exclude Amazon, Microsoft, and Google from public sector critical data contracts unless they demonstrate immunity from non-EU government data requests. Amazon, Microsoft, and Google collectively control more than 70% of European cloud infrastructure, making this directive a consequential challenge to American cloud dominance in Europe. The U.S. Cloud Act of 2018 compels American technology companies to surrender data stored anywhere in the world to U.S. law enforcement, creating the primary compliance concern driving Europe and hashtag X27's new restrictions. The European Commission's forthcoming technological sovereignty package, expected May 27, 2026, represents the most consequential assault on American cloud dominance since the GDPR, targeting a market where Amazon, Microsoft, and Google collectively control more than 70% of European cloud infrastructure and face exclusion from public sector critical data contracts if they cannot demonstrate immunity from non-EU government data requests. The directive arrives at a moment of acute geopolitical friction. European officials have watched the U.S. Cloud Act of 2018 operate as a standing legal obligation, compelling American technology companies to surrender data stored anywhere in the world to U.S. law enforcement, regardless of where that data physically resides. For EU institutions handling financial, judicial, health, and military data, this is no longer a theoretical risk. According to Zataka's reporting on the package, EU officials told CNBC that active debates are underway requiring sovereign cloud infrastructure specifically for governmental and public sector use of financial, judicial, and health data. No authoritative executive has been quoted on the record endorsing the full scope of the package as of this writing. The Commission's formal position will become clearer on May 27. What is clear from the source material is that Brussels is prepared to accept a less efficient or less complete service in exchange for greater autonomy over data. The stakes are not abstract. Migration analysts cited in the Zataka report estimate that transitioning critical data workloads off American hyperscaler infrastructure would cost between 14,000 and 24,000 million euros. Forrester, the research consultancy, has publicly questioned whether the EU can realistically achieve cloud sovereignty at all. Other experts, also cited in the report, argue flatly that Europe will not fully abandon hyperscalers. That last point deserves emphasis. This is not a binary divorce. It is a forced segmentation, one that will cleave European cloud spending into two tiers: sovereign-grade workloads, governed by new EU rules, and commercial workloads that remain with AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. For institutional capital, the question is not whether Amazon, Microsoft, and Google lose Europe. It is how much they lose, and who captures what remains. The Cloud Act trap, why legal architecture, not technology, drives this decision. The European Commission's move is rooted in a legal incompatibility, not a technical one. The Cloud Act grants U.S. law enforcement priority over data location. Any European institution using AWS, Azure, or Google Cloud is, by extension, subject to American legal jurisdiction over its data. Brussels has chosen to treat this as a structural disqualification rather than a negotiable risk. The new directive requires cloud providers seeking to handle critical European data to demonstrate they are not subject to requests from governments outside the EU. That criterion eliminates all three dominant American hyperscalers automatically. The timing compounds the legal concern with a political one. In May 2026, Microsoft canceled the email account of Karim Khan, the International Criminal Court prosecutor who had been named in a U.S. executive order signed by President Donald Trump. Microsoft disputed this characterization, but the incident crystallized European fears about what officials have described as a potential kill switch, the ability of the U.S. executive branch to disrupt European institutional infrastructure through its leverage over American technology companies. Microsoft's legal exposure in Europe has simultaneously expanded on a separate front. The company fired the general manager of its Israel office following an internal probe into whether its Azure cloud technology was used to assist Israel Defense Forces surveillance operations targeting Palestinians in Gaza. According to Israeli financial publication Globes, Haymovich left his position after an investigation by Microsoft's global management into Microsoft Israel's work with the Ministry of Defense, amid concern that the company's code of ethics had been violated. Several other managers in Microsoft Israel's governance department also departed. Microsoft Israel now reports to Microsoft France. The significance for European regulators: Microsoft's cloud services to Israel were routed through Europe, creating direct legal exposure under EU jurisdiction. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority has separately opened an antitrust investigation into Microsoft's dominance in business software, adding a third simultaneous regulatory pressure point on the company across European jurisdictions. The challenger landscape, Gaia X, OVH, and T-Systems face a two-decade technology gap. The Zataka report identifies two categories of European alternatives. First, Gaia X, the EU-backed cloud initiative that has struggled to gain traction since its 2020 launch. Second, commercial operators with existing infrastructure, OVH in France and T-Systems in Germany. The competitive gap is real. American hyperscalers have spent roughly two decades building and refining their platforms. AWS alone is planning a record $200 billion in capital expenditures in 2026, much of it directed at AI data center infrastructure under an internal initiative called Titus, which focuses on next-generation liquid cooling systems, accelerated construction timelines, and flexible power architectures. That level of annual investment dwarfs anything European sovereign cloud providers can currently match. The energy dimension adds a second constraint. Microsoft's billion-dollar data center project in Kenya, announced in 2024 in partnership with Abu Dhabi-based G42, has stalled indefinitely. Negotiations between Microsoft and the Kenyan government have broken down over Microsoft's demand for guaranteed minimum annual server capacity purchases that Nairobi cannot commit to at the required scale. Kenyan President William Ruto stated publicly, "We would have to take half the country off the grid to power the data center." Current negotiations center on a scaled-back variant of 60 megawatts, down from the original 1,000-megawatt target. The Kenya situation is instructive. Even where Microsoft wants to expand, the physical limits of power infrastructure impose hard ceilings. Between 2023 and 2030, experts estimate that global electricity consumption by AI data centers could increase 11-fold, according to Heise's reporting on the Kenya situation. European data center hubs, including Frankfurt, are already approaching capacity limits. A forced migration of sovereign workloads to European providers will require substantial new data center construction, which feeds directly back into the 14,000 to 24,000 million euro cost estimate. Key figure, AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud combined hold more than 70% of the European cloud market. The Sovereign Data Directive targets the public sector and critical infrastructure slice of that market. Details on the exact revenue share attributable to public sector contracts were not disclosed in the source material. The domino effect: when Brussels sets the precedent, corporations follow. The Zataka analysis flags what may be the most consequential second-order consequence of the directive: private sector contagion. If the European Commission signals that American hyperscalers cannot be trusted with state secrets, European corporations operating in regulated industries face an immediate reputational and compliance question about their own cloud choices. European financial institutions, healthcare systems, and defense contractors all operate under sector-specific data regulations that are already among the world's most restrictive. A commission ruling that public sector critical data requires sovereign cloud infrastructure creates a powerful template that sector regulators can extend. The European Banking Authority, the European Insurance and Occupational Pensions Authority, and national financial supervisors have all shown willingness to layer data residency and operational resilience requirements onto existing frameworks. The AI traceability requirement embedded in the directive adds another dimension. The EU's newly created AI office would gain audit authority over AI systems accessing critical data, including visibility into who holds the code, who maintains the servers, and who can technically intercept data transfers. For any American hyperscaler with AI services touching EU public sector data, this audit requirement alone may be operationally incompatible with existing US legal obligations around government access. Investment positioning: who captures the reallocation? The 14 euros to 24 billion euros migration cost estimate is a floor, not a ceiling. It covers infrastructure build-out. It excludes license migration, retraining, integration work, and the ongoing cost premium of operating on less mature platforms. For private equity and institutional capital, three opportunity vectors emerge from the source material. First, European sovereign cloud infrastructure. OVH, France, and T-Systems, Germany, are the named incumbents. Both are subscale relative to American hyperscalers, but both carry the legal domicile and governance structure that the directive requires. A private equity-backed consolidation play, rolling up European data center operators under a sovereign-compliant holding structure, maps directly onto Brussels' policy direction. Second, compliance and migration services. The technical complexity of moving decades of data and systems from hyperscaler environments to alternative infrastructure generates substantial professional services demand. Systems integrators with both hyperscaler expertise and European sovereign cloud capabilities sit in a structurally advantaged position. Third, AI audit and governance infrastructure. The directive's requirement that AI systems accessing critical data be auditable by the EU AI Office creates demand for tooling and services that do not yet exist at scale. Early movers in this space face a regulatory tailwind with a hard policy deadline attached. Caption: Key metrics from the European Cloud Sovereignty Directive and Hyperscaler Infrastructure Investment Context. Critical risk: Forrester and multiple independent experts cited in the Zataka report are skeptical that the EU can achieve meaningful cloud sovereignty. The 14,000 to 24,000 million euro cost estimate and the two-decade technology gap at European providers represent genuine execution risk. Policy ambition and deployment capability are not the same thing. The Plaquemium view the market is reading this story as a regulatory risk to Microsoft, Amazon, and Google. That framing is correct but incomplete. The more durable investment thesis runs in the opposite direction. Brussels cannot actually achieve cloud sovereignty in the near term. Forrester says so. Independent experts say so. The Zataka report acknowledges it directly. The existing European alternatives, including OVH and T-Systems, lack the scale, the feature depth, and the AI infrastructure to absorb a forced migration of critical public sector workloads without significant service degradation. The 14 to 24 billion euro build-out cost alone implies a multi-year capital deployment timeline before the infrastructure even exists to host what Brussels wants to move. What the directive actually creates, in Plaquemium's assessment, is a structured negotiating position. Brussels is not trying to achieve zero dependency on American hyperscalers. It is trying to acquire enough credible domestic alternatives to force American hyperscalers into structural concessions, data residency guarantees, legal ring-fencing of EU data from Cloud Act jurisdiction, governance arrangements that satisfy the EU AI Office's audit requirements. The endgame is not a European AWS. It is a hybrid architecture where American hyperscalers operate European sovereign subsidiaries, legally separated from their US parent entities' obligations, alongside genuinely European providers handling the most sensitive workloads. Microsoft, Amazon, and Google have the capital and the incentive to build this structure. Amazon's $200 billion 2026 CapEx commitment and its Titus data center modernization program signal a company investing ahead of demand, not retreating from it. The second-order play is geopolitical fragmentation of cloud infrastructure as an asset class. The EU directive, US export controls on AI chips directed at China, and India's emerging data localization framework all point toward the same structural outcome. The global cloud market fractures into jurisdiction-specific layers, each requiring dedicated infrastructure investment. Capital that positions now in European sovereign cloud infrastructure, before the May 27 package sets the formal regulatory perimeter, has a first-mover window that will close quickly once the directive's text is public and the incumbent hyperscalers begin their lobbying and structural adaptation. The Kenya data center impasse is a preview of the constraint that will define this decade. Geopolitical ambition is not bounded by energy infrastructure reality. The EU's sovereign cloud aspiration runs into the same wall. Building 14 to 24 billion euros of new European data center capacity in a power-constrained environment, while the AI build-out is simultaneously driving an 11-fold increase in projected electricity demand, is an engineering and logistics challenge that policy mandates alone cannot solve. The bottom line: the May 27 Technological Sovereignty Package is a structural inflection point for European cloud infrastructure investment, not a binary ban on American hyperscalers. The 14,000 to 24,000 million euro migration cost estimate and the 70%+ hyperscaler market share figure define the scale of the opportunity and the scale of the challenge simultaneously. Institutional capital should position for hybrid architecture, not full decoupling. European sovereign cloud operators as the primary beneficiaries, hyperscaler European subsidiaries as the medium-term compromise structure, and AI governance tooling as the fastest-moving compliance spend. The window to enter the European sovereign cloud infrastructure trade ahead of the formal directive is measured in days, not quarters.